Hey y'all, so it's me. I'm back. You heard, and I know you're hearing something a little different. I know y'all hear it. Okay, can y'all guess? I got a new microphone. Well, I've been had this microphone, but I never decided to use it. I have no idea why I never used it. And I'm so mad I never use it. I had this podcast for like 3 years now. And I'm like, yo, why the fuck did I never use this microphone? It's the, what is it? The Meteor mic? The Samsung? Something like that? My cousin gave it to me a few years ago because he's a music artist. So he just gave it to me because he wasn't using it. It was brand new. Literally still brand new. Nobody's ever used it. It's been sitting in my house for 4 or 5 years. Never used. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Oh my god, like this sounds so much better. Like I did the testing and everything, see how it sounded, recorded it, played it. I was hype. Oh my god, I can't even get hype right now because y'all gonna be like, what the hell's wrong with? But y'all hear me so much clearer now. This is so much better. Hopefully I'm not too loud. But, you know, I just wanted to come back the new episode with a better microphone. I was gonna get something else anyway, but I didn't. Because Best Buy was selling what I wanted to get for like $80. And I was like, you know what? Let me go try that microphone that my cousin gave me years ago first before I buy a new microphone because it didn't make no sense. I haven't used this one yet. And also, I'm using my computer this time. Usually, I do my podcast on my phone. But this time, I was like, oh, let me try it on the computer. Hold on. If you're interested in being a podcaster, Spotify Podcast is the way to go. You can distribute from anywhere and everywhere. It also helps you distribute podcasts to Apple and Outkast and many more. You can reach audiences from anywhere, no matter the topic you're talking about. So what are you waiting for? Sign up today. Hope to see you soon. I'm sorry. I thought my damn house is on fire. I was like, what's going on? Like, but anyways, I was over here laughing because this Will and Jada mess is going crazy right now on the internet. They had this, his former assistant or former friend came out in an interview with Tasha K talking about that Will had sex with one of the old, I forgot his name. He's a comedian from back in the day too. And it looked like him and Will used to be good friends back then too. He's talking about that Will, he walked in on him and Will was bent over and he was murdering and killing him from the back. Like, <yeah. laughs> I was like, yo, nah, no he did not. Yo, I can't. I'm sorry, I don't believe none of that. I don't believe any of the things that guy has said, just because it's like, why did you decide to do all that now, especially when they're going through their thing, Jada and Will's going through the things that they're going through. Now all of a sudden you want to come out and do an interview because you're dropping a book. It's just crazy. But the way he was nah, y'all gotta hear this. Hold on, let me play. Let me play it real quick. Nah, this is
right. So, all right, I open the door to Dwayne's dressing room, and that's when I see Dwayne and having anal sex with Will.
Let me process that for a second.
There was a couch, and Will was bent over on the couch, and Dwayne was standing up, killing him, murder, like murder. It was murder.
what the fuck? The fact that he's just saying it so casually like that just makes me not believe it, because like it's either he's gay too so he doesn't mind seeing that stuff, or he's just saying that for clout, because if he's not gay he would be uncomfortable even saying that. Like, he'll probably cringe a little bit trying to say it. I would, if I walked in on somebody that I knew having sex with somebody in that manner. So I would be a little cringe just saying it, like, and if they used to be friends too, it's just like, you know, why just casually just say it like it's nothing? Like, what the hell? And let me say this. I low-key think, and I'm not blaming Jada, but I do think that she put all their business out a little too much. And she's reaching to get publicity for her book, for people to go buy it and everything like that. So in the midst of you doing this, you're going to have people like that coming out saying weird shit like that. And then it's going to be easy for them to say it because y'all relationship just been so weird. Everybody's been trying to figure it out. Y'all never denied any of the allegations that's been going on for years. And then all of a sudden she's coming out saying all these stuff with these interviews because she's dropping a book. So it's like, you kind of got to expect people to come out and start talking about this stuff or saying weird stuff. Like, you don't know how many things that I've seen on the internet already that I know is false about them. Like I said, I don't agree with Jada putting her business out like that. Like, if it's y'all marriage, that's for y'all to understand. That's not for the world to understand, because at this point, it doesn't matter what she says. Nobody's going to believe her just because everybody damn near thinks it's a little degrading for you to talk about a whole nother man, for one, that's not even alive anymore. Tupac, rest in peace, you heard. And then say basically that you never even really liked Will. And then when he slapped the shit out of Chris Rock, you kind of just like, oh, he really wanted, that's my man? Like, I came there without him being my man and I left there with him being my man. Like, I turned you on and everything. And I'm just like, what? Their whole relationship dynamic is just bad weird. Sorry. Like, so that's what I'm saying. It's kind of easy for people to just, like him, to just come out just to say anything just because this is like y'all putting the narrative that is so easy. It's just so easy for people to just say some weird stuff because y'all have already been weird. Like, I don't really think a lot of people are going to believe him anyway, but it's just wild for him to be saying that shit. Like, yo, I cannot believe somebody's on the internet saying that. Like, let me play this shit again.
Right? So, all right, I open the door to Dwayne's dressing room, and that's when I see Dwayne and having anal sex with Will.
Let me process it for a second.
There was a couch, and Will was bent over on the couch, and Dwayne was standing up, killing her. Murder. Like, murder. It was murder in there.
I can't. Nah. Dude is funny, but he's about to get sued, though, like, real bad. And Tasha K sitting there condoning that when she already got sued, like, mad time. She is tripping. How does she even have money to even buy equipment to even be sitting down with anybody at this point? Because she's been getting sued left and right. It's like, yo, y'all, before y'all do these interviews, y'all don't think, like, yo, I'm about to get, like, sued. Like, I'm about to lose mad bread. I don't know how suing works. Like, do they take like a monthly check out of your earnings or something? Or like, do they take all of it at one time? Like, how does that even work? Like, I'm gonna have to do more research on that. But man, if I'm not gonna go on a platform knowing that I might get sued for defamation, because that's exactly what it is. Like, so I'm not laughing. I'm just laughing at the fact, like, what the freaky dicky is going on right now? Like, but like I said, this is why they should have just kept all that shit to themselves. If y'all was quiet all these years about it, y'all should have just kept being quiet about it and just dealt with it on your own. Let people just have their narrative. I know August Alsina came out trying to expose Jada and stuff like that. She cleared the air. She should have just left it at that, you know? But she decided that she didn't and told more than what she should have had told. And now she got to worry about that shit. Sorry. Oh, Lord, help these people. Sorry. All in all, I really hope that Will and Jada figure themselves out, because it's just not healthy. Like, it's embarrassing for the children. It's embarrassing for their families, which is why I don't understand why they did it in the first place. Like, they should have just, like I said, they should have just left all that alone. Like, it wasn't worth, it's like, to me, they just thought about themselves in this whole situation. Like, you really have your children. Like, you don't think people are clowning your children? Because if everybody else thinks y'all sound stupid and look stupid, you don't think their friends and, you know, their associates think they're looking at them like they crazy too? Like, come on, not thinking of yourself now at this point. But like I said, I don't think that guy that did the interview with Tasha K is telling the truth at all. I really don't. But like I said earlier, like, you wanted attention like that. Sad to say, but this is how the world works. Like, if you wanted attention like that, you're gonna have to be prepared for people that come out like that. People that you used to fuck with coming out trying to tarnish your name, making anything up. And obviously, like I said, it's so easy for them to do it because they actually associated themselves with you in the past. One, two, you just deemed your relationship, your whole relationship, as weird. So it's easy for him to just be like, yeah, Will got murdered from the back. Fucking right. But yeah, I don't think the guy was telling the truth, to be completely honest with you. But all in all, I really hope that they do sue that guy, because I do like Will Smith still. I do think he's letting Jada play him a little too much, though. I've been with it, told her to stop. I don't even know why he's letting her do these interviews and all this other stuff for a book. Like, it's not that serious. Like, just live your life like y'all been doing it. It is what it is. Like, it was better having rumors out and y'all not say nothing than to have the rumors out and y'all keep responding to it. It's just kind of stupid. Like, I don't know, the world is backwards nowadays, so you can't really, like, there's no winning. Especially when you're a celebrity and something come out like crazy about you, there is no winning. Like, it doesn't matter what you say, it doesn't matter how much you defend yourself. It's you against the rest of the goddamn world. Like, so you might as well just say fuck that shit and just do you, live your life. But they're a little past the point where they want to live their life. They want to keep exploiting their own life and everything like that. So, hey, you know, it is what it is. I do think it's weird that Jade is the only one doing all this stuff. But that's not my issue, I guess. I don't even know. This is all the stuff I had to say about this. I just wanted to talk about this just because it just sounded crazy. I'm going to be doing podcasts just talking about random topics of maybe celebrities doing stuff, or just, you know, little tragedies going on in the world too, here and there. But most of the time, I will definitely just be doing things and talking about things that are going to be helping you guys navigate through the world and navigate through people, maybe helping you use your discernment a little better and everything like that. So I hope that you guys can learn from their lessons, Will Smith and Jada's. Keep your business to yourself. That's all the lesson is keep your business to yourself. Don't get married if you're just planning on, like, stepping out of the marriage. Like, I didn't see a point of them being married, especially now. I don't see the point of them being married just for them to say that they're best friends. They don't even like calling each other, like, wife and husband. So it's kind of just weird. Like, why are y'all together? I get that it's a whole process getting divorced, but there's no point of being attached like that anymore. Like, kind of really going against marriage at this point. Marriage is connected to God to me. And they always talk about God and being spiritual and all this other stuff. Stop talking about God. Stop bringing God into y'all weird epidemic. Like, it's just weird. Like, stop bringing God into that. A God that has nothing to do with y'all being weird. God is very simple. He's not confusing. God didn't say, yo, go step out your marriage and doing all this other stuff. Go sleep with a young man that's like 30 years younger than you. He might be just 20 years younger than 10 years. But still, like, nobody, God is not a confusing God. That's my whole point. So for them to be just using all that is just kind of weird. So don't even be married. Just be single. Like, that's just how I see. But on a good note, I will be back again sometime this week to drop another episode. It's late at night again because this is the only time I get to drop an episode or make any type of recordings because everybody's asleep. There's no noises around me and my dog isn't barking. He is sound asleep in his bed right now, so thank God. But he has a big bark. He's a pit bull, so I'll be back later on this week, you guys. I hope you guys have a good night and stay safe and be true to yourself. And don't get married if you're not going to take it seriously. Just stay single. All right. And this is me signing off. I'll see y'all the next time.